Always love to have all of our great kids from around the High Plains radio listening area, high school, college kids in our studios. And this young lady, no stranger to our airwaves. She's playing a little softball for the Nebraska Flames softball team, which is, what, did almost 30 games here in the springtime. Gracie Cornelison, senior in McCook High School. Yes. You've got a couple of months left and you're done.
Just a couple.
Can you believe that?
Actually, no.
Are you counting the days a little bit?
Yeah, it's roughly 30, so.
Exactly. It's right around the corner. I know Mom, knowing her, she is getting the graduation party and stuff like that. Oh, it's thank goodness for moms on that,
yes,
huh?
Yes, thank goodness, because I would not be able to do it.
I wouldn't have been able to do it either, so. And that's good for the moms to do. They love doing it,
I bet.
Nebraska Flames, this is year two, I do believe. Is that right?
Yes.
And you hooked up. Is this a lot of the same squad that you had from last year, or you got some new faces, too?
We have quite a few new girls, but we had three seniors graduate out, so they're coming back. I think two of them are coming back for their last season, so roughly the same crew.
And we were just talking, 25, 30 games. You played five tournaments already, huh?
Yep. I think it's more than that, but roughly, yeah.
When did you start practicing for the Flames?
Never stopped.
Really?
We practiced during high school on Sundays, individual practice. And then we go right in after high school. We start with tournaments, and then all through the winter, we're practicing twice a week.
Wow. So you got to do a little traveling with this team, don't you?
Yes, just a little bit.
Grand Island?
Yes, I go to Hastings, Grand Island every week. So.
Okay. So, and you knew that was part of it, being a part of the team. We got to do a little traveling, huh?
Yeah, my first couple months on the team, I was really struggling, especially getting like schoolwork done and stuff, and finally got that routine down. So it's quite easy now.
Just took a little time. You got a little pattern going a little bit, and so everything's fine now.
Yep.
Are you toward the end of your, or is this, will go right into the summer season?
Yep, right into the summer.
Wow. Holy smokes. Where have your tournaments been at?
So we play a lot in Kansas, like Wichita, Goddard, around that area. And we play a lot in Lincoln and Papillion, too. Mm-hmm. So just around those for right now. We have Illinois coming up, actually, next weekend.
Going to Illinois.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, that's a little road trip, huh?
Just a little bit.
And, of course, the fundraising. These aren't cheap trips, are they?
No, they're not very cheap at all. So we do a lot of fundraising in the beginning of the year, but it all works out in the end.
Just to take care of everything, try to get it down right at the beginning, huh?
Yes, especially tournament fees are going up this year because nobody wants to pay for tickets anymore, so they're having us pay more. So.
Exactly right. So when you get toward the end, do you have a little break in that graduation or something like that before the summer starts?
Yeah, so my coach will take into account our prom and graduation weekends, and those big weekends will take off, but Sadly, my prom weekend is not off, so I'll be playing Sunday morning.
Wow. Wow. Go to a dance Saturday, right? And then get up and travel. Or is it a long?
It's in Lincoln, so that's a shorter one.
At least it's not in Illinois, right?
Yes.
That would have been maybe a problem right there. So tell us, how is the team doing?
We're doing actually really good. Our first spring tournament was a couple weeks ago, and we got fourth. Wasn't our best one, but we came back last weekend and won it all, and it was really nice to be back on the mound. So,
did I see in a certain post from Mom that you had an MVP performance in one of those games or something like that?
I did. I had an MVP our second game, so that was nice to have.
Cool. Was that pitching or hitting or both?
Pitching. I didn't hit very well that game, but it was definitely pitching. So,
but you're doing both. You're not doing your pitching duties, we got your hitting duties as well.
Doing both.
Are you playing first base?
I do play first when the other pitcher goes in. We just switch on that role. So
That's what you did during the high school year, too, didn't you?
Yes, that is what I did.
You don't mind playing a little first base, do you?
No, I love first base, too.
I know you do. You bet. You bet. This is all trying to, you know, you work with these teams, playing these teams to even improve yourself even more, don't you?
Yes, it's improvement every single game. There's not a game where you don't make a mistake and learn from it. So,
and you face the competition. It's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yes, especially we're playing Class B again this year, so we're seeing a lot of the same teams. We have a couple of rivalries, I guess you would say, and that was nice to kind of get a hold of this weekend and take care of that early on. And yeah.
Okay, you got to tell us who the rivalries are with now.
I don't know if you'd know, but Bloodworth has a team, and we just, every time we face them, it's very small ball and very right to the point, three up, three down, and that's how we like to play. And it's we did beat them, so.
So the games are fast moving and low scoring?
Yes, never. Except for this last game, they kind of gave up a little bit. We got a little bit on them, but normally they're between 1 and 2 points of each other, so that's.
Is it a friendly rivalry?
Yes, our coaches love each other. They've been coaching for so long together that they do enjoy each other, and we enjoy the other girls. They're very sportsmanlike, and it's just a nice rivalry to have. Or we see them almost every tournament.
It's just a nice and mm-hmm. friendly. You want to beat each other. You want to make each other better, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
All right. So Illinois is. I take it that's going to be a really tough one coming up.
It is. It's a big point tournament. There's a lot of teams from everywhere going there, but. I think last year we got fourth, maybe mm-hmm. fifth in this tournament, so I'm hoping to come back with a bigger win after coming off the win last weekend. So,
can you tell us, as far as your other teammates, where are they from? What are the schools?
So most of my teammates are from Grand Island. We have a couple of Aurora girls. Even though we're based out of Kearney, no Kearney girls, which is really surprising. Mm-hmm. We just have a lot of little town people coming together. I'm the only McCook person. We have a couple Alma girls, just kind of all over.
Very good. So do you carpool with the Alma girls, or you pick them up or something like that?
I do. For practice, I drive to Holdridge, and then they pick me up from Holdridge and take me to practice. So it's really nice. I don't have to drive all by myself. Yep.
That helps a lot. No question about it. Is this the last year you can play with the Flames?
No, I can play next summer, too. I'm still open on that. Kind of depends on where college takes me. Uh-huh. So.
And it's still, as far as college plans, that's still kind of up in the air a little bit, huh?
Yes, just a little bit. I have some decisions narrowed down, but nowhere set yet. So.
All right. Well, hopefully you got some time.
Oh, yeah.
There's no big hurry right mm-hmm. now. So, but again, you're a senior. It's kind of pretty cool. You're counting down to the final days and things like that, mm-hmm. and the proms and final prom and then the graduation. It's you're going to be out of high school.
I know. That's insane. 12 years of school.
I could just remember this little itty bitty girl across the way. My gosh, she's just a little itty bitty girl. Now, hey, you're a senior in high school, ready for college, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks going with the Flames. We hope it keeps going. Is your summer schedule just as busy coming up?
Yes, it's just as busy because for work, I'm taking on a full time job because I don't have high school ball anymore. So it's just work. Lake, hopefully, and then softball. So
fit in some lake time every now and then, right? You bet. Make some money, lake time, and play softball. That's pretty much three things. Go home, go to sleep, and that's it.
Exactly.
You bet. Well, we hope it goes well. We'll have to keep tabs on when the summertime goes as well, because is that a lot of Lincoln and Omaha tournaments? Do you go out of state again?
Yep. We'll go down to Alabama for our big tournament, one of our nationals. And then I think we're also doing Kansas Nationals, too. So
cool.
Yeah.
You're going to look at probably that by the end of summer, putting on 100 games. Would you be surprised by this schedule and the summer schedule? You're playing 100 games?
Oh, yeah. We played over 100 last year, so.
Never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but the long road trips for mom and dad, stuff like that, get a little tiring, but they wouldn't miss it for the world, would they?
No, never.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Gracie. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much.